This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
It's time for your show, favourite show all about pets. It is Pets Allowed. I'm Kev. Joining me in the studio today is the lovely Kate Holter.
Thank you, Kev. The lovely Kev.
Hey, welcome back. You've been away for a little while.
Yeah, I've had 2 weeks in America, which is very nice.
Excellent.
It was 30 degrees, so it's a bit of a shock to come back to this Melbourne weather.
But... And yes, you have come back to the lovely wintry Melbourne weather.
That's right.
Now, winter is well and truly here on Pets Allowed. We thought, you know, winter is coming, but, you know, winter is well and truly here.
It is definitely here. It is freezing.
And on Pets Allowed this week, we are wrapping around our winter scarves, pulling out our beanies and talking about caring for your pets during winter.
And we've had a really busy week because of this winter weather and the strong winds in particular at the Lost Dogs Home. We've had lots of dogs come in and, you know, that have strayed for various reasons. And, we've had our own experiences with the wind
exactly.
As well.
You might have seen a few stories in the newspapers and online as well about lots of pets that are coming.
Right,
so. And we have a couple left that are looking to go back to their new to their homes.
So,
which is
if you've lost your dog and you're living mainly in the western or northern suburbs or down south, come and see the Lost Dogs Home to check. But it's not all wet and dreary during winter. There's lots of things that you can do, and we love spending winter with our pets. Kev, do you have some special things that you like to do with Cinder and Sprocket in the cold, you know?
I guess when it's cold.
Inside,
look, we do go outside sometimes when it's cold, but mostly we like to stay inside and do some canine freestyle, so trick training, because it's nice. You can do it in any weather. You get 10 to 15 minutes of training a day, and they pick up some tricks really easily, and it's a lot of fun. What about you, Kate? You've got, you know, the lovely Mav, cat.
Because we're going to be mentioning cats today, but I've got a cat, and he's taken actually the last 2 nights to sleeping on my bed, which he doesn't normally do, so that I think that's a sign that he's feeling the cold, and he actually also gets under the doona occasionally as well. The bad thing is, like, when he wakes up in the middle of the night and he wants, you know, to be patted and he wakes you up, but we're handling that. So, but Mav's taken to sleeping on the bed.
So we want to hear from you. Perhaps you enjoy snuggle time on the couch more so with your cat during winter, or maybe you go for a chilly, brisk walk with your dog. Tell us, what is your favourite winter pet activity?
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
Also coming up on Pets Allowed today,
we check in with Dogs Life magazine editor Kylie on canine winter fashion and what should be in your dog's food bowl.
We will be going through how to keep your pet happy and safe during storms and strong winds.
And Georgie, our Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic receptionist team leader, takes us through common winter queries her team take over the counter and on the phone.
We will have another Sprocket pub date for you and all your favourite Pets Allowed segments as well. Coming up, we're going to be looking at the Lost Dogs Home news wrap to see the news and events of last week.
Pets Allowed. Get social. See joy.org.au/petsallowed to follow us and chat all week long.
The Pets Allowed news wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
And it's time for the Pets Allowed news wrap. Now, you might remember each week we do talk about the finishing school program at the Lost Dogs Home with the help of Planet Canine. And this week we have Mr. Sumo, who is Mr. Not Quite Perfect, Kate. Sumo is a lovely, gorgeous golden Labrador. He's spunky, he's smoochy, he's smart and sociable. So he sounds like he's Mr. Perfect.
Sounds like a typical lab, really.
Yes, but he is super strong. So he has never been trained to walk on a lead.
Yeah.
And so he just pulls and pulls and pulls. And, yeah, he thankfully has been at the Lost Dogs Home. He was surrendered because he was a bit too boisterous and a bit too strong. But we have taught him well. We have taught him how to walk along on a lead. And he's had a few behavioural problems. But with the Lost Dogs Home and Planet Canine Finishing School, he's ready to go now. He's learned to walk very well and nicely.
That's a good thing about labs. They are so receptive to training because they are really smart and generally food-oriented as well.
Yes, you know. they love their food.
So, well, that's great to hear that Sumo's... past finishing school.
That's
and
right.
Ready for adoption.
So you can check him out on our website at dogshome.com. There is a great video on there of Sumo as well. Now, Kate, we have a very special announcement.
We do, and it's another reason to go to our website, because starting tomorrow we are having our half-price cat adoption campaign or promotion for the school holidays. So we think it's a great time to consider getting a cat. If everyone, the kids are home and you're taking some time off work to spend with the kids, or just, you know, you're taking some time off and thinking about getting a cat. So for the next 2 weeks, we're offering half price cats at our North Melbourne shelter and Campaspe shelter up in Echuca. All you need to do is complete our pet license to demonstrate that you understand what it means to be a responsible pet owner. Also, you know, if you're renting, make sure you've got landlord approval. If you have other cats, make sure you have a permit to have, if you've got more than two or three, depending on what your council is. So we have 7 pages of gorgeous cats on our website.
Which we estimated that about 53, wasn't
we
it?
We did. Okay, we did a quick calculation before, and that is 53 cats. So there's plenty to choose from. There is someone for everyone on in our cat adoption area. And actually at the Cat Cafe, people in today, Kevin, they were selecting 3 cats for the Cat Cafe, which
excellent.
Is opening shortly too.
So we'll have some great adoption ambassadors there as well.
Yeah.
Now, every week on Pets Allowed, we do like to feature a couple of dogs or a cat maybe in our...
This week's Pet of the Week.
You might remember a couple of weeks ago we featured the lovely Dreamweaver, who is a very smoochy male cat. Well, Dreamweaver this week has been a little bit cheeky, Kate. He was riding in a pen in what we call the showers.
Which is like a tall...
Very tall,
cat.
Yeah.
Condo, cage.
3-level, multi-story. Yep. Looks like a shower because it's got a glass front door. Yeah. And he was residing in there. And overnight, he decided to break out into the cat condo next door. And he made a new friend in the lovely Alvin. So this week on Pets Aloud, we're going to feature Alvin as our pet of the week. Now, Alvin is 7 months old. He's a lovely black and white cat. He's very energetic. Mm. But he's now best buddies with Dreamweaver.
That's right. So if you're considering, you know, with half price cats adoptions coming up, you know, you could actually get 2 cats for the price of 1 if you wanted to get both Dreamweaver and Alvin, because we know that they're quite happy living together. And Alvin's photo, you have to check Alvin out on our website, is the best photo.
He's got kind of like a little half mustache going on.
He does. He's got, it's very cat, that kind of bah humbug kind of look he's got. But he's he is a really playful, very affectionate cat. He's still quite young at 7 months, so he's playing a bit like a kitten. He's really inquisitive, so he'll love toys, and I'm sure he'll be into everything. And also, Dreamweaver's quite young as well and very energetic. So the two play really well, but they can get a little rough too, Kevin, sometimes.
They can, yes.
So that's something to maybe to consider if you've got young children. But yeah, they're 2 fantastic cats, and they're at our North Melbourne shelter.
Dreamweaver is about 3 years old, and he's a lovely smoochy. No, he's still young. He's a lovely smoochy cat. Yeah, both of them will be as part of our half price adoption campaign. Our Share the Warmth this winter with a cat. You can check them out on our website, as Kate said, dogshome.com. Come down to our North Melbourne shelter, to Gracie Street in North Melbourne, or maybe head up to Echuca if you're interested.
Yeah,
it's a nice
some
weekend
great cats
away.
Up there as well. Yeah.
And you can check out all our cats on our website, dogshome.com. Or you can contact us on 03-9329-2755. Coming up, Kate and I are going to be chatting about how to keep your pets safe this winter. And we've got, a few people on. We've got Dogs Life magazine, the editor on. We've also got Georgie from our Frank Sanway's Veterinary Clinic. So it's a pretty action-packed show.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station. Joy 94.9.
And all throughout the program today, Kate and I are chatting about winter and how to care for your pets during winter.
Now, dangerous storms and icy winds earlier this week brought in scores of lost and terrified dogs to Lost Dogs Home North Melbourne shelter. Many reunions have already taken place, which is great to see. Lots of them had identification on them.
It's very good.
Yeah, but we've continued to receive dogs in the following days. I think, you know, skates are still a little bit loose and blowing open in probably not as strong a winds. Many pet owners have been caught by surprise because of this, we just want urge them to act immediately to come in to the shelter at the Lost Dogs Home or their local pound or shelter to look for their dogs. So, Kev, as I said earlier, we've had personal experience. I think you've had 2 escapees on your hands.
I did have 2 escapees on, I think it was Tuesday, which is the day when the winds were at their worst. And that came as a complete surprise to me, because I got home. I got a call, actually, saying, you know, do you have dogs? I've got them. I thought, okay, I'm going to get home and it's going to be the fence that's broken apart and fallen apart. It's actually a side gate that we never use, that is bolted shut, locked, padlocked, had a... bricks in front of it and everything. And this wind, crazy, crazy wind, just pushed it open.
Yeah, amazing that it can happen.
Yeah, Cinder and Sprocket went nice for a nice run. But, when I got home after picking them up, I did find another dog on the street and she returned home very quickly. But you also had an experience.
Just this morning, I was out walking my dogs. Now I walk them very early. So it's about sort of 6 o'clock in the morning. It's dark and I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden this white being catches in the corner of my eye and there's this massive big labradoodle just sitting on its front steps of its of its house. So it's in the front area and I'm going, I don't think you're supposed to be there. So no lights on in the house. So obviously no one's up, no one's ready to take him for a walk or anything like. So I had my trusty torch with me and we located the side gate and that had, like your gate, Kevin, had blown open. Yeah. So I was able to put him back. Actually, he went back himself. So I feel confident that it was his house.
Otherwise, someone's coming home with a new dog.
I thought either way, he's contained.
That's right, he's safe.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we did. So I was really amazed that, you know, it was just so easy and I was able to put this dog away safely. But you just sort of think, you know, if you got onto the road. So, you know, it really pays to check your gates.
So there's a few things that you can do if there's some wild weather predicted or maybe a storm is to be prepared. So keep an eye out on weather reports, so warnings. And we also put weather reports on our Facebook page. So if we know there's going to be a massive storm, we will put that on our Facebook page. So you can check that out, facebook.com/lostdogshome.
And also just check your fences. You know, make sure that you haven't lost a paling or they haven't blown over. Check your gates, especially because they can come loose. Even after the storm's gone through, just to make sure in subsequent days that they haven't, you know.
Absolutely, checking it afterwards is very important as well. Always make sure that your pets are identified with a microchip and collar tag. It's also paramount to confirm that your contact details are up to date. So if they do go missing, because that's one of the things we've found with the dogs that have come in, that it's been quite hard to get some of them back home.
I think there's quite a few without a date contact details. Like a lot of them have ID, but their information's out of date. So we really urge people to do that. So if you want to check that your details are up to date, you can call the National Pet Register to take your details on your microchip or tag. You just simply need to call 1300-REG-PET or visit petregister.com. Someone in our call centre, if you do call, can help you through any question that you might have.
Absolutely. You can also consider using a number of means to desensitise pets to storms or to wild weather. There's some CDs out there that you can get. You can also get an app for that now because it's an app for everything.
It is indeed. And if you know your dog is fearful during thunderstorms or high winds, and lots of animals, not just dogs and cats, are really spooked by high winds, you know, and they're at risk of fleeing, the best thing you possibly can do is actually just stay home with them and they'll be more calmer if you're with them inside.
Absolutely. And to tire them out a bit beforehand as well if you can. So if you can't stay home, take them for a longer walk because I'll have to take them out and relax them. Yeah. But okay, if it is absolutely storming outside and you are at home with them, what can you do during the storm, Kate?
Well, you need to stay calm yourself. Don't let them pick up on your stress or anxiety. They take their cues from you. So yeah, just perhaps go about your normal business and keep calm with them.
If your dog is fearful, you might see them seeking refuge, running under your bed, maybe onto your lap. They'll come towards you. If maybe it's a phobia, Kate?
Yeah, so the signs of phobia could be like an out of proportion reaction to some stimuli, like the wind. They might pace, they might pant, they might whine, sort of any sort of behaviour that's, you know, really not unique to your dog or unusual.
So basically as well, if a storm is happening and your dog is showing these fearful behaviours, don't encourage them. Don't give them a pat.
Coddle them.
Don't worry about it. Don't stress. The best thing that you can do is try and distract them from it, actually. Because one thing that I do whenever something fearful is happening at home, because Cinder doesn't really like the blender or the popcorn maker or anything that makes
very scary sense.
Yeah, anything that makes noise. I actually try and start training her whilst doing it. Yeah. So I try and just get her to get distracted and do some tricks so that instead of associating that with a negative thing, she associates it with positive. Mm-hmm. It's her way. Yeah, it's a way of getting it's something you can also do for dogs that are a bit anxious in public spaces or public areas is to just distract their minds away from their anxiety into something else like trick training.
Yeah, so it changes the way they perceive that once fearful sound.
Yep.
And also, you know, it's important to provide a safe place for them to retreat. Like us, if we're feeling a bit poorly or a bit, you know, stressful, we like to go bunker down sometimes at home. So cats and dogs like to do that. So make sure they've got a nice bed, perhaps in a quieter area where they can go and feel safe and take themselves away.
Now, what about if my pet's gone missing, Kate? What can we do?
well, you can go and check the local shelter or pound. That's really important. So wherever, if you're living in a particular council, if in your council area, you need to find out where they take their lost dogs and cats, and you need to go through that pound. The best thing you can do is do that in person, because only you will really know your pet. Make sure that your identification is up to date in terms of the contact information. So you can check your microchip register, you can check your council, where you registered your pet, to make sure that your phone number is up to date, your address details, but particularly your phone number, because that's the fastest way that we're going to get your lost pet back to you.
You can find all our shelters online at dogshome.com and some more information on what to do if you have lost a pet.
Joy 94.9. Australia's best radio station.
Joy 94.9 would like to say thanks to everyone who signed up and donated during Radiothon 2014. That's so Joy.
You still have until June 30 to renew your membership or become a member and have the chance to win an amazing major prize, a total prize pool of $36,000. 1-300-569-949 or joy.org.au.
You're in the studio with Kevin and Kate on our winter special. Earlier in the week, Pets Lab producer Oz caught up with Kylie, who is the editor of Dog's Life magazine, and if you check out the latest edition of Dog's Life, there's a great winter special featuring you, Kate.
Yes.
And some great information about some of our shelter pets and some great photos of our shelter dogs in there.
That's
as
right.
Well,
I really appreciate their support, so raising awareness how people can support us during winter with, you know, donations of blankets and towels. And
you might also notice that the next article, which is about acupuncture, features one of our vets as well, which is Dr. Caroline Butler from the Lost Dogs Home Frank Samway's Veterinary Clinic. So here is Kylie and Oz talking about the latest edition of Dog's Life magazine.
Hey, joining us on the line to talk canine winter fashion and what should be in your dog's food bowl this winter is editor of Dog's Life magazine, Kylie Barrax. Welcome to Pets Aloud.
Thank you very much.
Now, Kylie, I don't know what it's like up in Sydney in terms of the weather, but it's really, really cold down here in Melbourne. How's it all going up there for you guys?
It's cold. I don't think it'd be as cold as what it's like with you guys, but it's definitely getting colder, and we're all rugging up here.
And rugging up with our pets, of course. This is a really important time to think about pet safety. So we know that for ourselves during the colder months, we're more inclined to go for that extra biscuit and indulge in something extra in terms of food. Our appetites do increase, but does this also apply to our best friends, our dogs?
Definitely. What we are finding, well, we all love our dogs so much, and we can't resist their little puppy eyes, and they come to us and they're begging for treats and begging for food, especially now that we're getting into that comfort food and warmer food that smells really good for them as well. So we're finding that we're feeding them how we feed ourselves, and this is not always the best thing. We're also finding that around winter, dogs do come and beg for treats a lot more. There's actually been studies about canine winter blues.
Right.
And so they find they want a bit more comfort from us, and we obviously give in and give in to them. And also, sometimes there's a reduction of exercise. So we're finding that, you know, we don't want to go outside. It's freezing, so they don't get the exercise, which can also lead to weight gain. So it's all about balance.
Absolutely. So moderation and balance. Keeping up physical activity as well as not indulging in more treats than you should be.
Yeah.
You also did a bit of research into types of breeds that might benefit from a winter tailored diet. What did you find out?
Well, for the majority of the domesticated dogs, they tend to stay inside and they're well looked after, so they generally don't need extra food or huge change in their diet. However, in saying that, there's definitely exceptions. I wouldn't say breeds as such, but definitely dogs that are either like sled dogs or are they working dogs like out on the farm, they do sometimes need a bit more extra food because they are still doing a lot of exercise, and also they need a little bit of an increase in fat in their diet just so they can keep moving throughout that really cold weather outside. Something that people need to do, they need to go consult their vet, and their vet can actually give them a body condition score about for their dog, and therefore tailor their diet to what their individual dog needs.
Okay, so it seems like your offices over there have recently been converted to a canine winter fashion runway. Tell us about the photo shoot. It looked really good.
Yeah, so for our winter issue, every year we do a canine winter fashion shoot, and it's definitely a hectic day. It takes, you know, at least half the day, if not all the day. We had four dogs participating, so it was definitely a fun but hectic day.
Well, it looks like all that work paid off because they do look stunning in those coats. Now, we know ourselves at the shelter, many of our smaller dogs in particular benefit from wearing jackets. But you found that dog winter fashion does not just stop merely with knitted cardigans. What are the types of winter wear out there for dogs?
Yeah, definitely. There's a huge amount of winter wear for dogs these days. It can go from practical jackets that keep them warm when they're outside to really fun and cute winter warmies that suit each dog's personality.
Mm-hmm.
The more hardy ones are great for dogs that need the warmth, like greyhounds and other breeds with not so much fur on their coats. They're sort of similar to horse blankets that you see in horses when they're outside. So they really keep them warm and comfortable when they're out on their walk. But if you're looking for the cuteness factor, there's so many knitted jumpers and pullovers that look great on smaller dogs. You just have to be careful that you're not overheating them, especially when they're inside and near a heater or on your lap. Just make sure to find one that's easy to put on and take off your pet, as you don't want to be fiddling with complicated clips or buttons.
That's a really, really good point there. And in terms of knitted jackets, I know that you can find examples online to make your own as well. So if you feel a bit crafty,
check that out.
I'm
not the best knitter. I have attempted in the past. But, yeah, definitely. There's lots of patterns out there. You can definitely make your own. Which you can even sell them at markets or something like that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, look, Kylie, it's been an absolute pleasure checking in with you this week on some really great winter tips for keeping our pets happy and safe this winter.
Thank you very much. I had a great time.
That was Kylie, editor of Dogs Life magazine, to chat about their latest winter special, which we are obviously involved in as well. Thank you very much to them.
It's a great magazine, so well worth going out and getting one. Getting a copy.
Check it out. Now, Kate, if we're looking to keep our cats warm this winter, what can we do?
Well, cats love heating like us. Just simply putting the heating on is a great thing. My cat seeks out my central heating vent and actually places himself right on it.
As a cat loaf?
Yeah, they are heat-seeking missiles, cats, so they will find a warm spot. But, of course, you can put out a nice warm bed for them and make sure it's not an area where there are any drafts. You know, but cats being cats, you might put out their bed, but they'll choose to sleep on your bed or wherever they please. So quite often, you know, allow them, perhaps, if you're happy with that, to sleep on your bed on the doona or even get under the doona. You'll find that cats love a bit of sun. So even winter sun, if you allow them to have access to a window where the morning sun might come in or the afternoon sun where they can sit and sleep in. Generally cats are great at finding a nice warm spot.
So they will sort of seek it out if they really want to. Mm. Thank you very much for that. We're coming up. We're going to be hearing from Georgie, who is the reception team leader at the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic at the Lost Dogs Home. She'll be giving us some an insight into what pet owners are asking about at the home. Now, as the mercury drops further and further each day, our pets may begin to really feel the cold. Earlier this week, I caught up with reception team leader Georgie at our Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic to get a glimpse into what are the questions that pet parents are asking so far at the clinic.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Whilst it's getting cold outside, it's nice and warm here in the Lost Dogs Home, Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic. And joining me today is Georgie, the team leader of the reception at the clinic. Georgie, thank you for joining us on Pets Allowed today.
That's okay, Kev. No worries.
Now, we are doing a bit of a winter special today, so we wanted to find out, what are the top queries you're getting during winter? Now, I know for myself, my dogs are outside all day. Mm-hmm. Is that something that people are worried about?
Yeah, I think it is. I think, you know, as we feel the cold, you know, and you obviously love your dog more than anything, you're worried that your dog's feeling the cold, or your cat as well. But you know, some dogs are outside every day while their owners are at work, so yeah, people do worry that their animals are a bit cold during the winter months.
So if I'm, say, going out to work, should I be bringing them inside?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's different breeds of dogs, you know, cope better in the colder months. You know, things like breeds like Malamutes and Huskies, they've got a coat that's sort of made for colder weather. So I wouldn't be as worried to be leaving a dog like that outside with no protection. Although I do think it's important that there is somewhere for the dog to be sheltered from the rain. You know, a kennel, obviously I would always recommend that there's a kennel around, food and water, somewhere for the dog to get out of the elements. But certainly, you know, your smaller breeds, they tend to feel the cold a bit more. Breeds like greyhounds, whippets, they've got obviously got very short fur, so yeah, they'll tend to feel it a bit more than other breeds. So it is something that I would take into consideration if you are going to be out all day.
With the coats, so greyhounds and whippets, you often see them out and about in winter with coats on.
Yes, that's right.
Because they are so thin-skinned. Is that something you would recommend?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, if it's raining, we still recommend that you get your dog out and go for a walk, even if it's raining. You just need a brolly. And if you can, just pop a waterproof coat on your dog in that situation. But it is important to keep your dog walking through winter, you know, just for your dog's happiness as well as anything.
What about if my dog has some longer hair, like they're sort of, you know, it's growing? Should I let it grow out during the winter months, or can I get them groomed?
You've got to be careful with some breeds. Obviously, there are breeds that get a bit matted anyway. So I would recommend still getting them clipped throughout winter, but just maybe ask for a longer clip, you know, and maybe try on a day when the sun's out. So if you are going to go to a groomer, then just try and aim for a day when the sun's going to be out so that the dog's, you know, not left cold all day drying, that kind of thing.
What are some other queries that you get during winter? Do you think people concerned about activity levels of their pets?
Just like us, we like to sort of reduce our level of activity when it's colder. People, you know, ring up and sort of say, oh, I've noticed my dog's putting on a bit of weight during, you know, over the course of winter. And generally that's just because, you know, we tend to stay at home more, so the dog's not getting as much exercise because we're not going out as much. And also it's one of those things where, you know, you enjoy a biscuit and a cup of tea during the colder months, so you might be more inclined to offer your dog a biscuit as well at the same time. So we do find that people are, you know, noticing that their dog's put on a bit of weight over winter, but that's something that happens to us all. So,
will they generally lose that once you start getting out and about?
Yeah,
again?
Definitely. But it is important, you know, if you are noticing that the dogs are putting on weight, that your dog's putting on weight, reduce the food intake if you can. You know, if you aren't getting out as much for a walk, do reduce the food intake. Yeah.
What about elderly pets, sort of dogs or cats? Are people a bit more concerned about them?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we get a lot of clients coming in with their animals, dogs and cats, with arthritis, you know, issues. So dogs that are a bit, or cats that are a bit stiff, more stiff during those colder months. So it's important, you know, if you do notice that your cat's not jumping up on the couch or, you know, on the bench or wherever as easily, there's probably a reason for it. You know, if your dog's struggling to get out of its bed or, you know, get up as easily in the mornings, it's probably got something to do with the colder weather and how that affects their arthritis. So.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Big thank you to Georgie for taking time out of her very busy schedule to catch up with us today for the show.
You can contact the clinic on 03 9329 2755 or visit in person at 1 Boundary Road, North Melbourne, if you have any questions at all. For more winter tips, you can check out our program page at joy.org.au/petsallowed. Coming up, we're going to be talking about how you can help us at the Lost Dogs Home during winter and hearing the Sprocket Pup Date.
Hurry, your chance to be in the running to win one of our major prizes during our Radiothon months ends in just days. When you sign up as a new Joy member or renew your Joy membership before June 30, you could win as well as give a voice to our diverse community. Where would the world be without Joy? Help us stay on air. Become a Joy member today and share the chance to win from our total prize pool valued at over $36,000. Call 1-300-569-949 now, or sign up with ease online at joy.org.au. Don't forget that donations made before June 30 are also tax deductible. Thanks to everyone who has supported us so far.
Kate and I have been chatting all throughout the program today about keeping your pets safe during winter. And we would like to know, Kate, there is obviously people out there might be thinking, how can I help the Lost Dogs Home during winter?
Like, we really appreciate our warm houses and warm beds and jackets at this time of year. So, and often wonder, you know, I want to help those that perhaps aren't so as fortunate as us. So you can do that, help the dogs and cats at the home that come in during winter that are stray or unwanted by their owners. So you can, of course, make a donation to our winter appeal, which goes towards, you know, our adoption program, funding that, any veterinary care. If you want to do something more tangible, then you can clean out your linen closet, any unused blankets or old blankets and towels that you don't need anymore. Our dogs absolutely would appreciate them. You don't even probably need to wash them. They're not very fussy.
We'll wash them for you.
You can either drop them off at our North Melbourne shelter, and occasion, you know, if you're in one of our areas, we can also sometimes pick them up. And also toys and bedding. You know, our dogs, while they love a warm bed, we also try to stimulate them with toys as well. Other old other sort of old dog beds. So if your dog no longer wants a bed and you've upgraded, you know, there'll be a dog at the home that's appreciated that. And also we have some wonderful supporters who do lots of knitting for us. So if you've had a knitting project and you've put it to one side, you haven't continued with it, and you've got all this wool, we'll give it to us, the Lost Dogs, and we have people just dying to take that wool and knit it into lovely woolen squares or jackets and bedding for the dogs.
Some other ways you can help out is by foster caring some of our animals or by volunteering at the shelter, yes, helping with that enrichment as well. Keeping your pets happy and safe and secure as well, if you can.
And make sure that your pets are identified. As we've gone through during the show, when storms and high winds hit and they're at risk of escaping, make sure they've got their ID on them, that and that your contact details are up to date.
And make sure that if your pets do go missing, and you do, they are at the shelter, come and claim them. But also, if you're looking for a new pet as well, you can adopt.
You will make the world of difference if you adopt during this time of year.
Now, every month on the Lost Dogs Home, speaking of adoption, we do talk about our lovely Sprocket from my fiance, actually, because we did get engaged on the weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So here is JB with the latest Sprocket update.
Sprocket, come here, boy. Good boy. Our lesson for this Sprocket update, never leave the cupboard door open. Our terrier cross Sprocket, the sneaky little bugger, has broken not once, but twice into his food and filled his belly up to the point he can barely move. As the months go on, we can see more parts of Sprocket's personality, and his sneaky side is definitely a feature. We'll be keeping a closer eye on the cupboard door in future, that's for sure. Sneaky's just one trait though. He's a very affectionate pup, sometimes overly, and loves to lick, 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 particularly first thing in the morning to wake you up. When he's tired, he can be a bit of a grump, but loves nothing more than at the end of the day to jump onto your lap, curl up, and have a bit of a snuggle and a snooze. For the first time, we've taken Sprocket to try dog dancing to see whether it's something he enjoys. We started teaching Sprocket some fun tricks such as spins and twirls, but what he really loves is standing up on his hind legs. Ever since we taught it to him, it's all he wants to do. At dog dancing, we learned about refining our techniques, back leg awareness, and some of the basic building blocks that put together a routine. Dog dancing was fun, but because he's still just a puppy, he only got a little while in before getting a bit tired and distracted. Though I reckon he loved all the attention, and particularly the treats. My challenge ahead is keeping up a regular training schedule with Sprocket, and making sure we fit the time in each day for at least 5 minutes. He's progressing well with his training, but it'll be made all the much easier if we're consistent. It's been a few weeks since a proper obedience class, but we've been practicing, so I look forward to seeing how he goes in our next class.
It's almost time to for us to wrap up and pass.
It's gone so fast, Kev, today.
Yes, it has. Thank you for joining me in the studio. Kate, it's been a pleasure.
It has. I love talking about winter stuff and cats.
And let's just remind people of our Share the Warmth promotion with a cat.
So we've got half price adoption starting this weekend. Sharing the warmth with the cat is the best way to spend the winter. All our adult cats over 6 months are half price at our North Melbourne shelter and our Campaspe shelter in Echuca.
And we just wanted to let you know about the Barks Active Winter Challenge. We're going to be having these guys on next week for an interview. But the Winter Challenge is something free that you can do with your pets. For 8 weeks, they're going to be sending out extra tips via their Facebook page and website about information. There's some videos as well about exercise to do with your dogs to make sure that you are getting them active and keeping them active during winter.
I'm looking forward to that.
You can win some stuff as well. So check them out. Barks Active, B-A-R-X, and then Active. And you can find them at barksactive.com or on Facebook as well. So there's some great... I've met them, actually, at Dog Lover Show as well. They're a fantastic
really
husband and wife
idea.
Team who have set idea. It up. It's personal training for you as well as your pooch as well. Next week, Kate, we're going to be chatting about cats.
Again.
Yes.
That's
love
great.
Love cats.
We love cats. And there's so many worthy cats at shelters like the Lost Dogs Home in need of homes. So
hopefully we'll have had plenty adopted over the first week of our Share the Warmth.
We'll report back on that next week.
That's right. We had our pets of the week this week. So we had Dreamweaver, who we've featured before, who's a three-year-old gorgeous black and white cat who is very sneaky and snuck in next door to his little buddy Alvin, who is 7 months old, and now they're best buddies. So they will be part of our half-price adoption campaign as well for adult cats. You can check them out on our website, lostdogshome.com or find them at our North Melbourne shelter as well. Thank you to Georgie for joining us from the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic, Carly for joining us from the Dogs Life magazine,
yep.
JB for the Sprocket Pup Date, Kate for joining me in studio, Oz for producing, and
you too,
else.
Kev, presenting the show.
Thank you very much. You can find all our news stories as well for the week at dogshome.com. Stay in touch with us via Facebook or on Twitter, and you can find all of that information on our Joy program page at joy.org.au. This has been Pets Allowed, and don't forget to walk your dogs
and pat your cats.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.